Medical Officer Dr. Simon Kizabich says while some countries like the United States are allowing people to enter on airplanes without masks, the mask-wearing requirements still exist here in St. Vincent and the Grenadines. This as the Ministry of Health aims to protect people of St. Vincent and the Grenadines from contracting COVID-19.
As of now, there are no changes. What we are looking into, because I'm sure you might be aware that the U.S. is now saying that the use of masks on an airplane is not mandatory. So flights coming in and out of the U.S. no longer, the passengers no longer have to wear masks. Persons can wear masks, and if you have traveled recently, you will be told when you board the flight that persons must respect each other. If they want to wear a mask, you wear a mask. But in St. Vincent, our mask requirement still is in place. And this is something we are going to be looking into, whether or not we can insist. And I know other countries, so for example, Canada insists that any flights coming into Canada, everybody must wear a mask. Even though, so if you're coming out of the U.S. into Canada, even though the U.S. is saying you don't need to wear a mask, Canada is saying any flights that come into Canada, persons must wear a mask. And this is something we're looking into, both for COVID and for monkeypox and any other viral illness. Because a lot of persons are flying and traveling these days, they're not well. They know they're not well. But because they're so determined to fly, they will still get on a plane and know they're unwell. And so you're there sitting next to somebody, there's no mask on. By the time you leave the flight, you have contracted whatever they have. So we are looking at requesting that anybody coming into St. Vincent, any airline, must be wearing a mask. It's something we have to investigate to see if that is possible according to the current regulations and laws.
Chief Medical Officer Dr. Simon Kizabich. Regionally, Jamaica recorded 136 new COVID-19 cases. The new infections were from 628 samples tested for an infection rate of 23%. Health officials say there has been a slight increase in the number of persons hospitalized with COVID-19 in Jamaica. Internationally, official data show the number of Australians admitted to hospitals with COVID-19 has hit a record of about 5,450 today as the spread of the highly contagious new Omicron subvariants stretches the healthcare system nationwide. The figure has grown since late June as the BA4 and BA5 strains became dominant since they can evade immune protection from vaccination or prior infection. The number of those in hospitals is the highest since the emergence of coronavirus, exceeding January's high of 5,390 during the first wave of Omicron infections. I'm Yolande Richards with today's COVID-19 update.